Welcome to Walk With Me, a podcast where we discuss issues around the Christian faith and society. I am your host, Emmanuel. Today, I will be discussing consoling the troubled heart. This is a continuation of the last episode that dealt with the issues regarding the silence of God. The goal of today's podcast will be to encourage us to remember God in the days of trouble and also to praise God in anticipation of what we believe He will do for us. When we experience the silence of God, it is very important to understand what we need to do so that we don't lose hope in God. There are two main points I would like to discuss today. The first is to encourage us to remember what God has done in a time past, even as we experience the silence of God. There are many passages that I could bring out from the scripture, but I just want us to keep these few points in addition to what the scripture tells us about remembering God in the days of trouble. I will start with Psalm 77, which we read the last time when we discussed about the silence of God. The psalmist starts by saying, I cried out to God with my voice, and He gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient time. I called to remembrance my song in the night. I meditated within my heart, and my spirit makes a diligent search. And the psalmist continues. He asks, will the Lord cast off forever, and will He be favorable no more? Has His mercies ceased forever? Has His promise failed forever? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He in anger shut up His mercy? I said, this is my anguish. So, like the psalmist, we may have uttered the same word. We may have expressed the same emotion in our prayers. We may have expressed the same feeling like that of the psalmist. God, where are you? God, who are you? God, why have you allowed this? God, what am I supposed to do in this situation without your help? And the questions keep coming. But for the psalmist, having expressed his heart to God, and like I said in the last episode, I said this is not to say that we are not supposed to express our heart to God. Of course we do. He's our Father. And as sons and daughters of God, we are supposed to tell Him how we feel, what we are going through. It doesn't mean that God doesn't know, but that is the whole point of a relationship, where you express yourself to the other. The psalmist expressed how he's feeling. God, where are you? Have you forgotten to be favorable? But something happened to the psalmist. He said, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Lord. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your works and talk of your deed. Your ways, O God, are in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God who does wonders. You have declared your strength among the people. You have with your own arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The water saw you, O God, the water saw you. They were afraid. The death also trembled. The cloud poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Your arrows also flashed about. The voice of your thunder was in the wild wind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your ways was in the sea, your path in the great waters, and your footsteps were not known. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. You see, for the psalmist, in order to go through this without sinning against God, because it is very possible that during this time of silence, when we are asking questions, it is very possible to accuse God. It is one thing to ask God, where are you? It is another thing to let the situation lead to despair or doubt about God. But for the psalmist said, but I will remember what you've done in the time past. So I bring the same solution to you today. What are you going through? Are you going through a difficult time in terms of your health? Try to remember what it feels like when you were healthy, when you had no trouble with your health. You know, what does it feel like to be able to move around? What does it feel like to be healthy? What does it feel like when you were in pain? And try to remember the faithfulness of God. Go back into the scripture. And as you go back into the scripture, go back into your own life. Think of the good memories. Think of your past. Think of what God has done for you in the past. Think of when God came through for you. It doesn't really have to be in the area of your health. Think of the goodness of God when you are going through this time of pain. Think of what God has done in your life, whether when you were a teenager, few years ago, decades ago. Think of what it feels like to not be in a position that you are in right now. Think of what it feels like without your problem. Think of the goodness and the mercies of God in other areas of your life. Think of the past. For the psalmist, we don't know that particular problem that the psalmist was talking about, but the psalmist went back in the past. He talked about how God delivered the children of Israel. He talked about how God rescued them. The psalmist went beyond himself. So I am begging you, I am appealing to you, during this time of the silence of God, when it feels that God is not showing up and you've done everything, just as we discussed during the last episode, I want you to think beyond yourself. I want you to think about the goodness of God, about the faithfulness of God, about what God has done in the past. Remember, I am only here to help during this time of trouble. God is the ultimate person that can bring hope, that can bring solution to your problems. But I am here to console you, to think of what others have done in the past, and to encourage you to try the same and to do the same, even when you go through this troubled time. The second thing I want you to do is to praise God in the time of trouble in anticipation of what you believe the Lord will do for you. This is a very tough pill to swallow. It is a statement that I often use. But I just want you to remember something. Just because it is difficult does not mean that it is impossible to do. Praise God in anticipation of what you believe He's going to do. That is a very common theme in the Psalms. Sometimes we see it as the Psalm ending because God has done that which the psalmist was asking from the Lord. At times, we see it as a praise in anticipation of what the writer believes the Lord will do. I will turn to Psalm 71. It says, "In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be a strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are the one who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. Also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation and your power to everyone who is to come. Also, your righteousness, O God, is very high. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? You who have showed me great and severe trouble shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depth of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. And with the flute I will praise you and your faithfulness, O my God. To you I will sing with the harp, O Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul which you have redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of your righteousness all the day long." In a time of trouble, it is important not only to remember what God has done, but also to praise Him in a time of trouble, in anticipation of what He's about to do. Are you having issues in your marriage? Are you having issues with your studies? Are you having issues with your health? Whatsoever it may be, I want you to think of what God has done in the time past. Before these troubles began, I want you to think what it feels like to be healthy. I want you to remember everything that you went through before you got the admission, or whatsoever the situation might be. If it feels like, you know, the health issues have always been the same, if it feels like, you know, the financial situation has always been the same, I want you to think beyond yourself. Think about the goodness of God in other areas of your life. Think about the goodness of God in the lives of the people around you. Think about the many happy moments that you've experienced in life. Go beyond yourself. Think about what God has done. And then I just also want to encourage you to thank God in anticipation of what He's going to do. Remember, sometimes the situation may not change. Just like the three Hebrew who said, we know that our God is able to save us, but even if He will not, we will not bow down. Because you know who God is and you know what God can do. Even if God will not come true for you, I want you to praise Him still. Just because God did not answer us doesn't mean that He doesn't love us. There are times we feel that if we are in a different situation, things might be better. It is not necessarily so. In every situation that we are in, God will either come true for us or He will give us the grace to endure. If God had decided not to intervene in the issues of our lives, I want you to know that there is a reason for it. We may not understand it now. Even if He explains to us, we may not accept. But I just want you to know that His ways are better than our ways. His ways are higher than our ways. We as finite beings can never fully understand the thought, the will, and the plans of the infinite being. It doesn't mean that we may not get what God has in store for us. He can reveal things, but even with that revelation, we know in part. We see in part. We speak in part. It is impossible for the finite being to fully comprehend the infinite being that God is. So even if God will not come true for us, I just want you to know one thing for sure, that He will give us the grace to endure. He will not grant you more than what He knows that you can endure. You may say, but I don't have the power. I don't have the strength. I cannot do this any longer. But I just want you to know that God is there with you. So please remember what God has done in the time past. Praise Him for what you know that He's going to do. And if God decides that this is how it's going to be, I just want you to know that He will see you through. God will be there for you at every point in life. People will not be able to comprehend it. You will have that peace that no one can comprehend, including yourself. But I just want you to know, whether it comes true or not, remember Him. We live in a culture where we want things to be done instantaneously. But I just want you to know, God is not a magician. God is a miracle worker. Even if it doesn't come true for us in our present situation, let us remember what God has done. Let us remember that there are things that we will never understand in this side of eternity. And just to know that one day, God will wipe away hot tears from every eyes. This is not the story that most people want to hear, especially when we've gone through situations that have been there for days, for weeks, for months, for years, for decades. I am just encouraging you to have a comprehensive view of who God is. Let us remember the past as we reflect on the present and think about the future. Having a holistic, comprehensive view of who God is will help us through our situation. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for who You are. Thank You for bringing Your word to us today. Help us to always remember the past as we think about the present in anticipation of what You will do in the future. Father, please help us to always reflect on You, to praise You, and to hope for a better tomorrow. Thank You for answers to prayers. We ask all these things as we ask everything in Jesus' name. Amen. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me as we discuss about the need to remember God's love and faithfulness in the days of trouble and to praise Him for what He will do in the future. I hope you have been challenged just as I have been to remember God in the days of trouble.
For more information and resources, including original songs, books, articles, and podcasts, all written and composed by Emmanuel through God's grace, please be sure to visit our website at www.emmanuelisrael.com. That's www.emmanuelisrael.com.
Thank you for listening to Walk With Me. Be sure to come back next time for the next episode. Until then, may God bless and keep us all in His name. Amen. Don't forget, walk with me as I walk with Christ. Amen.